Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Even with President Trump's executive order reversing a policy of separating children from parents at the border, lawmakers are looking for a legislative solution.
House Republicans are pressing ahead with a compromise bill designed to bridge gaps with GOP moderates and conservatives.
This is very good compromise legislation that not only solves the child separation issue at the border, it also solves the border.
House Speaker Paul Ryan pointing to DACA provisions and border wall funding. A more conservative proposal is also expected to get a vote, but it's not clear if either can win 218 votes. And the Senate is hammering out far more limited proposals targeting only the issue of family separations. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Wichita City staff is recommending closing down LW Clapp Golf Course. City Manager Robert Layton tells KSN News, the recommendation follows a recent analysis of all the public courses in the city.
Clapp, since 2012, has lost $600,000. Because of the magnitude, is not something that we can do if we just do a little bit more in terms of marketing and advertising. We've tried that. It helped a little bit, but it can't turn the system around the way it is.
For now, this is just a recommendation from city staff. It hasn't been finalized. The park board is having a special meeting Friday to discuss the closure, but the final vote will have to come from city council. The couple who shackled, starved, and beat their children in California were back in court for a hearing Wednesday to determine if they should stand trial.
The judge in Riverside heard the 911 call a 17-year-old girl made after she escaped from her family's house in January. Police said it sounded like a child's voice asking them to help her sisters. She told officers she hadn't bathed in a year. When police got to the house, they freed three children who'd been shackled. Luis and David Turpin kept their 13 kids in the house. Several of them were adults, but they were so malnourished, the oldest one was just 82 pounds. The entire home reeked of human waste, according to officers. The girl who ended up calling the cops told them she'd been planning her escape for 2 years. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
People may not want to talk about politics much, but statistics show more Americans are reading about the drama in government.
Politics may make strange bedfellows, but a political book is a popular bedtime read these days.
There aren't that many more books being published right now in this category, but the ones that are being published are really big.
Book industry analyst Kristen McLean says political book sales jumped 32% this year thanks to titles like Fire and Fury by Michael Wolff and James Comey's A Higher Loyalty. McLean adds personal politics aren't a factor.
In today's partisan environment, there's just a lot of hunger for people who follow politics and follow history to pick up these books on both sides.
How hot is it? A year after the 2012 election, 7 million political books sold. After the 2016 election, that nearly doubled. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been given birth to a baby girl at Auckland City Hospital. Ardern posted a photo of her on her Instagram account showing her and partner Clark Grayford with the baby at the hospital. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Summer has officially arrived in Wichita, and temperatures actually go in reverse a bit today. In fact, they'll be running below normal for this time of year with strong northwest winds. Our high 85. It'll be clear, breezy, and 62 overnight, and then sunny and not as windy tomorrow with a high 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 70 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour. 8:35 with Steve and Ted here on the first day of summer, June 21st, and it's time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
An American wrestling icon has passed away. More on the life of Leon White better known to fans as Vader.
Leon White, better known as Vader, during his time in the world of professional wrestling, passed away after months of a variety of heart issues. Vader spent more than 30 years in pro wrestling with one of the most iconic looks in the ring, a red and black singlet with a mask of thin strips of red and black leather. He first found success in Japan as heavyweight champion in the late 80s before entering the U.S. wrestling scene in 1990 for WCW, becoming a world champ before entering the then WWF in 1996, astounding fans with his high-flying abilities as a super heavyweight. Outside of wrestling, Leon White was a two-time All-American center at the University of Colorado, drafted by the LA Rams in 1978, a part of their Super Bowl XIV roster before knee problems ended his NFL career. He could be seen on the small screen as well, with television appearances on shows like Boy Meets World and Baywatch. Vader was 63 years old. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Walking Dead is powered by women next season, while the CW has announced its fall lineup. Let's get some TV news.
I'm Michelle Polino. The zombie apocalypse is just the place for women, according to The Walking Dead showrunner Angela Kang, who told an AMC panel in New York, "We're going to see some really great stories with the women on our show." Adding, "I think for people who are really invested in, say, Michonne, Maggie, and Carol, there's some great material for them in the upcoming season." The CW is really emerging as the place for teens, and the network announced its premiere dates for its fall lineup, which will kick off in October with the 2018 iHeartRadio Music Festival, airing on Sunday, October 7th, and Monday, October 8th. Tuesday, the season premiere of The Flash and Black Lightning.
Come back to me, Chuck.
Followed by the season 3 premiere of Riverdale. Supernatural follows October 11th. Then Dynasty and the final season of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend premieres Friday, October 12th. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Let's get up close with a famous chef.
The Fox Celebrity Profile. Chef Gordon Ramsay races the clock to rescue failing restaurants on 24 Hours to Hell and Back. It's the latest show in his TV empire, and he hopes all of these endeavors stand out in their own way.
I look at the success of MasterChef Junior and what that's done to little kids, creating excitement and confidence. Because they may not be good at English or maths or French, but they can cook brilliantly. That gives you such an amazing platform as a 10, 11-year-old. Who peaks at 13? Nobody does. And so the pressure on them for exams is ridiculous. To have that level of creativity brought out of them through food bears so much confidence. And then Hell's Kitchen is a professional environment, boot camp scenario, that is a restaurant that, you know, Fox run a show and I run a restaurant, so we keep it real. There's a big job, $250,000 as a salary. Do you have any idea what a chef has to do to earn $250,000 today?
Ramsay hopes he's been helpful for viewers both at home and in restaurants. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Hey, last chance to catch some hit Broadway shows.
I'm Jane Metzler. After the Tony Awards are handed out, you see shows closing their doors on Broadway. Several limited-run plays already have. Three Tall Women with Tony winners Laurie Metcalf and Glenda Jackson, ending its run June 24th. The 82-year-old Jackson hadn't been on Broadway in 30 years. Will she be back?
Well, I'll have to wait and see what the first one brings, but then that's been my experience all my acting life. It's only what comes through the door.
It's a weird life we're living in.
Andrew Garfield, also a Tony winner, on the New York stage till the mid-July close of Angels in America. Denzel done July 1st. When the Iceman cometh, goeth. The musical Escape to Margaritaville closes its doors the same day. Catch the cast in D.C. performing on a nationally televised July 4th concert. That's Fox on Stage.
And speaking of Broadway shows, I am in a theatrical production coming up opening night 10 days away for the musical 1776. I'm going to be performing it at the Wichita Center for the Performing Arts in the 9100 block of East Central. I'm playing the role of John Adams.
All right.
This great musical that first came out in the 1970s.
Who's playing Abigail Adams in this?
A lovely young lady named Lydia Harbutz.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
We are having a great time, and she's got a beautiful voice. We got a lot of good voices in this one. And it tells the story of the Declaration of Independence.
Now,
perfect, coming up for July 4th,
well, yeah,
because we do the show on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
I'm going to try to be there the night of the 3rd. I think that'd be fun. Do I have to wear a powdered wig if I come
You
to
do
this?
Not.
But you're going to have one, aren't
I?
Right?
I will have one, yeah. You need to sit in the audience and be comfortable. I will be up there sweating
right
under that wig.
I can do that. I can be comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so
you can
check
do
it out. Yeah. We'd love to see you there July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Absolutely.
At the Wichita Center for the Performing Arts, 9100 block of East Central. Fran Drescher drops a big nanny bombshell.
It's hard to believe it's been 25 years.
She was working in a bridal shop.
When Fran Drescher dropped in as the nanny. And to mark the show's anniversary, Drescher is teasing a revival of the classic sitcom. The actress told Entertainment Tonight, "We're talking about it. Peter and I are talking about it." Peter Mark Jacobson co-created the sitcom with her, adding, "We're working on a very big project, and it's going to be very exciting for the fans." Drescher also possibly foreshadowed who the nanny would be today, adding, "She would have gotten involved in more things, from environmental issues to health. What Fran would be doing now is opening her big queen's mouth for the greater good." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Steve, it was 70 years ago on this night, the Republican National Convention opened in Philadelphia. The delegates ended up choosing Thomas Dewey as their presidential nominee. It was also the night that the first network TV telecast of political conventions began. Of course, back then, that was must-see TV because you didn't know who was going to come out of the conventions. It was not a decided thing like it is now.
Well,
it was good TV because you tuned in. I don't know who the nominee is going to be.
There were a lot of backstage things going on, hotel rooms and all, a smoke-filled room. And
that
like
was perfect TV back then.
And some of those network commentators, guys, they knew what they were talking about. They got into this stuff.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it was not a done deal like it is today.
That was 70 years ago tonight.
So Dewey faced Truman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dewey was supposed to win there.
Yeah, Dewey was the heavy favorite.
Mm. Didn't quite work.
Harry S. Truman pulled the upset. There you go. Hey, we got a birthday today. The man who wrote this iconic TV theme song.
Lalo Schifrin.
Lalo Schifrin is having a birthday today. He is 86 today.
Wow.
Lalo Schifrin wrote this great theme to the Mission Impossible TV series. Instantly recognizable.
Yeah. For me, it was.
Guy's pretty talented. He's won 5 Grammys. He's won an Emmy Award. He's been nominated for 6 Oscars, even though he's never won an Academy Award.
Huh.
But he did the music for Bullet.
Yep.
And the Dirty Harry films and Cool Hand Luke, among others. Pretty interesting guy. What a great song. The theme song to Mission Impossible, written by Lalo Schifrin, who is 86 today. And let's finish up with little joke from the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS, doing his shows from Great Britain.
When asked about it this week, Prime Minister Theresa May said that she had never smoked cannabis in her life. Yeah, I believe her. You know why? Because she calls it cannabis.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Serving up tasty pizza every day, Monday through Saturday. In any size pizza you want, small, medium, large, even the giant.
Mm.
Me and my brother Ned got the giant one time.
Oh, good.
We couldn't finish it.
Okay.
It is massive. No matter what size you get, it's tasty. It's right there off of K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Mm-mm. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now. Local support for K-State's Business School. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.